Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, October 1st, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. Now, here's a funny thing. Adam called in there at the end of the first hour, and I was actually going somewhere with the whole prize policy and the mailing of the prizes and so on and so forth. Because of where we are and what we're doing, we're going to have to change the policy somehow in regard to picking up prizes. Now, if people like the mailing idea, here's what we will do. Everybody knows the station address. And if you don't, we don't mind telling you the station address. 523 South Prospect. So, if you would like to send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, if you win a prize, we will do that. No problem there at all. If you'd rather have it mailed, we can do it that way. 523 South Prospect Street. Send it here and we'll send you your prize. Also, if you know when you're coming, we can set the prize outside for you. We do have a porch here. We can do that. But those are the changes we're going to have to make for the current time. So that's where I was going with the whole prize thing. And hopefully one day we'll be able to get back to the pickups, because the pickups were fun. But everybody's got a cell phone now, or most people. So if you have a cell phone, or you live close to here, if you know you're coming over, just call ahead, say I'm coming to get my prize, and we will set it out on the porch for you. Or you can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, and we will gladly mail you your prize. So that is how we're going to do it from now on, because the pickups have become a little precarious, time-wise and for other reasons. So that's how we'll do it from now on, and onward and upward at this particular point. And maybe one day we'll be able to get back to some regular semblance of hours and do it the way we used to do it. But that's how we're going to have to do it for now. So if you'd like the prize, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, 523 South Prospect Street, or if you know you're coming, we will set it outside for you. You just give us an hour notice or something like that. So that's how we'll have to do it for the time being. Okay, 740-383-9944. And by the way, if you've got any better ideas aside from pickup, we'll be glad to entertain those ideas. 740-383-9944. Now, all that being said, before we get to our prize giveaways, because we do want to get into our prize giveaways, Boo at the Zoo, by the way, started, I think, today. So we have some tickets to Boo at the Zoo, and we still have tickets to the Wilds left here. And I think we're going to give away some food prizes eventually as well. We do have to do our Geraldo Journal. Now, I do at this hour because this is the hour Geraldo is on WTAM. Now, we went off the air yesterday with a whole bunch of confusion. Now, remember, the Geraldo Journal started back on September the 16th. Okay, we're getting a call here. I'm going to take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, are you doing that on account of COVID?
Probably most... honestly, yes, because I don't think people are taking it as seriously as... maybe we would like, and I don't want to put anybody here at risk.
Yeah. Or you could say any pickups must be masked.
Well, that could be too. I just
if they don't mask, they don't get a pickup.
Well, there are so many people that are against masks, and honestly, you know, if those people want to come down here and give out the prizes, that's fine. I'm just not willing, I'm not going to get into people's ages, but, you know, there are some people with some health conditions here. There are some people who are over the age of 60 who work here, and I just don't feel right putting them in jeopardy by, because we don't know who picks up these prizes. Now, some people we know, some people we don't. It just doesn't make any sense to me to do that. And that's originally why we stopped pickup prizes the first time. And, you know, it dawned on me the other day, it seems silly to me that we are at an all-time high right now in Marion County. The health commissioner said on Tuesday, we've got more cases in the last 2 weeks than we have ever had.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So I'm thinking, why are we doing this? We stopped doing the pickup because of this. And so, you know, it's just the way it's going to have to be. And that's why Nate started mailing things. Was he used to leave them here for pickup until the pandemic started. So,
but it worked out good for me because I can't make it in there.
Oh, and we do want to make it more convenient. The problem has always been with that. There was a lady who used to slide self-addressed stamped envelopes, like three or four of them, under the door, and we kept them here. And when she won something, we mailed it to her.
Yeah, that'll make it easy for me. I can do that.
Yeah, that's simple enough, and we can do that. And
unless you have a, you know, you give away stuff that, you know, besides tickets.
Yeah, if it ended up being something big, I would probably just say, call me, tell me when you're coming, and I'll put it out on the porch, and, you know, I can keep an eye on it from the porch for a period of time.
Yeah. Okay, well, I figured it was only kind of COVID.
Yeah, more than likely. And also, it just, you know, if it was just me, that's one thing. But I know prizes are being picked up during other people's shifts, and everybody's got a right to have an opinion, and I don't think...
And Glenn's, I think, is in his 70s.
Oh, yeah, Glenn's in his mid-70s, and Pastor Whitaker, I believe, is in his 60s, and Linda, I believe, is in her 60s, so, and Sean has just had some health problems this year, and Terry has had health problems this year. Terry was in the hospital last November with blood clots due to COVID. So I just don't think this is right to force upon them at this point. Now, if somebody wants to volunteer from this station to come here and hand out prizes, fine. But I don't think it's okay to put it on people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's how we'll do it.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And hopefully we can get back to normal. And that's the story on that. Okay. Now, back to this Geraldo Journal. What I was saying, as we went off the air yesterday, there was a lot of conjecture. We started this journal back on September the 16th. And we've given numbers out, we've had all... It's really interesting to look back at this journal now and see what all we've been through. So now, we go to yesterday, September 30th. This is where it got deep yesterday. We did not hear from Geraldo, that's first and foremost. But number two, Geraldo apparently has this producer who promised Sarah, one of our devoted listeners, that he was going to call us. Promised that he was going to call us and let us know what the deal was. Well, he did not call Wednesday night, he did not call yesterday, and he has not called today. So, we were told yesterday that we don't know what's going on, I guess is what it is. So, we were going off the air yesterday with Sarah trying to get a hold of Rob again and find out why he didn't call. And Rob was calling me Matt and saying that he had emailed me. And I have gotten one email from Matt, and it was probably a month ago, long before we started this journal. So, I'm not sure what's going on there. And then they were saying they were being bombarded up there with us trying to get Geraldo on the show. I don't know why this is a bad thing. And then somebody called yesterday and got hung up on. It's just been a journey. So today, the first day of October, we will see what the news is. Does anybody have anything to add to the Geraldo Journal today, October 1st, 2021? Now, first thing we have to put, did not hear from Geraldo. Now, again, I'm doing this. You want to create diplomacy and happiness with people. Here we are in the midst of a pandemic. We're in the midst of all kinds of trouble. The government's going wacky like it always does. And what we want to do here in Ohio is we want to create radio diplomacy. Geraldo's on the same time I am. I'm on the same time he is, 9 to 10. I want him to come down and be on my show, 2-hour drive from Cleveland. I'll go up. I'll be on his show. It'll be great. It'll be great for morale. A matter of fact, Geraldo's on now. Let's check in and see what's going on the Geraldo show right now. WTAM in Cleveland, Ohio.
There's a police stop. You never know what's going to happen. Is there going to be a gun in the lap of the driver? Is there going to be drugs? Is the guy going to run? The chases are amazing. So anyway, we'll talk more about the TV show. Well, hey, let me take the one call on from Old Brooklyn. Mike's on the line about cops. Then I'll get back to me.
Well, he's still talking about cops. Now, we know earlier on this week that Geraldo signed a new deal with Fox News, and he's going to host Cops. Now, he's talking nonstop about this cop show now, and I guess he took some heat because people thought Cops was racist. I don't know. But he's taking calls up there today, and we all know the call-in number for that station because it's listed. See, I got to go way back in the journal now. It used to be that I had everything at my fingertips. Now, I know Rob's email is rob@wtam.com, but as far as the call-in number, it's 216-578-1100. And beyond that, we have the physical address here somewhere in the journal. Where is it? Okay, where's the physical address? WTAM 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. All right, so I guess the question this morning is, as we were going off the air yesterday, Sarah was calling in, did Sarah hear anything from Rob or Geraldo or anybody up there in Cleveland, Ohio at WTAM? Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I've said before, I've said this time and time again, Geraldo is a legendary broadcaster. Geraldo is also crazy. Now, people take that crazy term as a negative adjective. I'm not being negative to Geraldo. I'm just saying he's very high-strung. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's me.
All right. I've been waiting all day because
well, and the suspense is going to continue to build because I'm really busy right now. But I got busy yesterday. I didn't get a chance to call them back.
Oh, because Glenn was curious. He did not know what happened.
Well, I wanted to call, but, you know, we got busy, so I didn't have a chance.
But you're out to do. We're going to have a report today.
We're going to try.
Well, I hope so.
Remember, he was going to go out and have a cigarette, and that's when I was supposed to call back after his cigarette.
Well, it's because the Geraldo show stresses him out.
I was at the party. You're going to tell him to say, "Listen, punk."
Well, I mean, somebody's got to say something to this guy. He told you he was going to call. Now, why
the
has he not...
The word he used, and I'm quoting him on this, I promise.
Well, it hadn't happened.
Now, that's just... I don't care for that.
No, and we've been doing this for 2 weeks and one day now. Now, you think nobody's...
who couldn't accept no? I mean, if it's no, you're not getting the interview. Okay, fine. No use crying over spilled milk, but... You know, what's done is done, and we're not getting the interview. He's not even calling you to let you know one way or the other.
Well, and here's what I want you to do, too. If you get a chance...
Well, hold on. Just talk to me through the radio.
Okay.
I got to roll.
Okay. Now, here's an important question. that has never been asked, and I broached this question with Adam earlier on this morning. Does Geraldo even know that this is going on? Because apparently Rob, the producer up there, has said he's been bombarded with people wanting Geraldo to come on this show. So has anybody called Geraldo? Has anybody told Geraldo that this was going on? That's what I would like to know. And why doesn't this Rob return phone calls? And Geraldo's on the air right now doing his thing. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Give me a buzz, but right now, the Geraldo Journal is pretty blank again today. Did not hear from Geraldo. But again, he is on the air right now, so you can call Geraldo and I guess get on the Geraldo show. I wonder how difficult it is to call in and get on the Geraldo show. I know sometimes when we're doing games here, it's very difficult to get on the air here. But to get on the air during the Geraldo show, is that a difficult proposition? I really don't know. Does he scream and yell at you on the phone? I don't know. And also, there's been some confusion as well that I have some kind of obsession to have Geraldo on the show. It's basically just we're creating a journal. Instead of doing this off the air, which is something you would normally do off the air, you would write down what's going on and you would write down your progress and things of that nature. I'm just doing it on the air because I think everybody deserves the right to know what's going on. Now, see, we talk about transparency a lot. People use that word, transparency. Well, I'm just trying to be transparent by doing the Geraldo Journal with you every day here on the station. And I implore you to make your own Geraldo Journals. You can follow right along with me. And I've also offered the Geraldo Journal up to the Historical Society when I'm done with it, if they would like to have it as an historic document. So the Geraldo Journal at this point is what it is, and we'll set it over here in case we update it as the day goes on. But October 1st, 2021, did not hear from Geraldo. And I don't know what he's busy doing right now because he's re-signed his deal, so that's all done. He's doing his little radio show in the morning. He's not hosting a show on Fox. I think he's streaming this cop show. And beyond that, what is there? What does Geraldo do all day? He tweets. He tweets all day long. All right, 740-383-9944. Any thoughts or any movement here, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. And we can talk about whatever is on your mind. All right. We do have things to give away here, so we can get back to our trivia. I'm trying to figure out where we left off yesterday. I don't think we had our category completely taken care of. No, we did. We did. We got our category, name and occupation that begins with the letter J. We did get all those as we were going off the air yesterday. Okay. Well, this next category is kind of a fun one. Now, remember, this is all G-rated. I don't think we're going to get off the G-rated track here. But it's just a fun category. And we've all experienced this. Six answers on the board. We got the Columbus Zoo tickets, Wilds tickets, and Boo at the Zoo is going on now at the Columbus Zoo. The category is name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Now think about that. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Now remember, there are six answers here. And by the way, I did get a message this morning from the Marion Fire Department, and there still is no update on what caused the explosion. So we still don't know what caused the house explosion here in Marion a few weeks ago. So we don't know. All we know is that there was an explosion, obviously, but beyond that, we know nothing else. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Getting the newspaper.
Getting the newspaper, absolutely. I think that's one of the most popular things out there. Getting the newspaper. Apparently that caller had to go fast. All right. Getting the newspaper is number one on the list. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Six answers on the board here this morning. We've got number one, it was getting the newspaper. What are the remaining five answers? A little more profound subject this time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Can I give you a PG-rated answer, Scott? But this might be there.
Okay.
Doing a number one, if you know what I mean.
Outside?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what I mean by number one, right?
I do know what a number one is, yes.
Is that a good answer?
No, that's not a good answer.
Okay. The next answer is kind of similar, taking the dog out to have the dog or do his or her duty. That's kind of a similar answer, but that should be there. People walk their dog in, or take the dog out for, you know, bodily functions in the morning wearing minimal clothing.
Well, let's see. There is nothing on this list to do with functions.
Yeah, honestly, the first answer was kind of funny, but I think it would have been there. Okay, nothing about walking the dog or taking the dog out. Okay, getting the newspaper was my first choice, but other than that, I'm still going to try to think. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, the category is, name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Now, number one is getting the newspaper. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Five other answers remain today. What is the neighbor doing outside wearing a bathrobe? Go ahead, caller.
How about watering their flowers?
Watering the flowers. Now, let's see here. You know, there are two similar answers here. Now, one is it's not watering the flowers, but what else might you do outside, watering-wise?
Well, I don't know.
Think about that one. It's not flowers, but there is an answer.
The garden?
Yes, gardening is on the list, but that's not, I'll put you down for gardening.
Okay.
But there is another one that has to do with watering something outside.
Okay.
Okay,
keep
thinking.
Listen. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, yes, gardening is on the list at number six. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Something you've seen your neighbor do outside while wearing their bathrobe, not your bathrobe. We have number one, which is getting the newspaper. We have number six, which is gardening. There are still four other answers. Now, one of them has to do with watering something. Does anybody know what that one would be? Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. All right, here comes an answer down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
How about putting out the trash?
Putting out the trash, yep. Taking out the trash is on the list. You got it.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you. Taking out the trash clocks in at number three here. Taking out the trash. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing while outside wearing their bathrobe. One was getting the newspaper, three was taking out the trash, and number six was gardening. Now, there are still three answers on the board here. Does anybody know what these three answers might be? Go ahead, caller.
Watering your lawn?
That's it. Well, they say watering the grass here, but watering your lawn works for me. Gotcha.
Oh, well, grass and lawn, same thing.
Same thing. You're right. Thank you. Unless you're in California, it's your lawn out there is kind of dirt.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Or AstroTurf. Thank you. All right, there's another winner there. We've got Jean and Mary in today. And our first caller was Rich. Not sure he wanted to be in the competition. I think just wanted to answer the question. But we have two answers left here. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. One was getting a newspaper. Two was watering the grass. Three was taking out the trash. And number six was gardening. There are still two answers left on the board. Go ahead, caller.
I have a boring answer, Scott, similar to the other one and one that might be there. Getting the mail or putting mail out for the mail person?
No mail.
It's kind of like getting the paper. Is that there?
No mail.
The other one is like starting the car, like you want to warm the car up on a cold day, so you start it and then come back in 5 minutes after you get dressed. That could be there.
Not warming up the car.
Okay, I'm giving good answers, Scott. Okay, I'm going to keep listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not warming up the car. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. One, getting the newspaper. Two, watering the grass. Three, taking out the trash. Easy for me to say. Go ahead, caller.
Letting the dog out.
Letting the dog out. You know, I would think that would be on the list, but it's not.
Oh, man. All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No letting the dog out here. How about that? Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. One is getting the newspaper, two watering the grass, three taking out the trash, and six is gardening, but there are two answers left. Does anybody know what the two answers are that are left? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Let's try that again. I think I read that wrong. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Does anybody know what the final two answers are here? They are our stumpers today. Go ahead.
Cigarette break.
You know, that's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Thanks.
A lot of people go outside to smoke these days. Geraldo's producer goes outside to smoke these days. But not on the list here. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing their bathrobe. 740-383-9944. Number one, getting the newspaper. Number two, watering the grass. Number three, taking out the trash. And number six, gardening. Still two answers left on the list today. Does anybody know what they might be? 740-383-9944. All right, here comes a guess. Let's see if this is a right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, cigarette break should be number two. That was an awesome answer. But,
well, I don't know if a whole lot of people smoke anymore.
Comment. But let's go for like a retro answer, like hanging laundry out to dry. People, you know, back in the olden days, people would use a clothesline, and maybe they do that in their bathrobe. Maybe they don't have any clothes. That's why they have their bathrobe on, so they wait for the clothes to dry. That might be there.
No hanging clothes out on the line.
You're kind of surprised by it. Letting the dog out, the guy said that too, as I did. Aren't you surprised at that and taking a smoke break are not there? Those seem so obvious to me.
Well, I don't know if people go outside to let their dogs out anymore. Most people have fenced-in yards, so they just open up the door. And the and the smoke break, I think, so many people don't smoke anymore that I don't know. I don't see a whole lot of people outside smoking.
So many people don't use the post office anymore. Scott, getting the mail was there. How many people...
Oh, I see people go out. I see people go out. I'm thinking about my neighborhood and how who I've seen out. I've never seen anybody out smoking.
I'm thinking like I've driven around, you know, and I have seen people in their bathrobes sitting in their driveway smoking. I've seen that here where I live. Just kind of interesting case in point. And I know my
in their bathrobe
answer is kind of funny, but that to me is a logical answer. And letting the dog out also. So I'm curious as to what the other answers are, because I've heard a lot of good ones that have not been there. But
let's see what they are.
Bye.
All right. The question is, name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing their bathrobe. We've got getting the newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, gardening. Still two answers left. What are they? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still two answers left on the list today. We've got Gene in twice and Mary and Rich in the competition here. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 45 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, first day of October 2021. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. One was getting the newspaper, two watering the grass, three taking out the trash, and six was gardening. There are still two answers left on this big board here. What are the two answers? 740-383-9944. Think of, as you sit in your own neighborhood, what kind of things do you see people doing outside in their bathrobe? Any more guesses here? 740-383-9944. Would love somebody to pick these last two answers off. I know we have a smart audience out there. I'm sure they can get these final two answers. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Anybody know? 740-383-9944. All right, maybe this person knows. Let's see if they do. Go ahead, caller.
How about watering plants? A lot of people keep some plants on the porch.
No watering the plants on the list.
Okay.
No watering the plants on the list. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. We've got getting the newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, gardening. Two answers left here. Go ahead, caller.
Sweeping off the driveway.
Sweeping off the driveway. Not on the list, but that's a good one, too.
All right, thank you.
No sweeping off the driveway on the list. Name something. All right, let's take the call here, and we'll come back to this. All right, go ahead, caller.
Mowing the grass.
No mowing the grass on the list. No mowing the grass on the list this morning. Something you have seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing their bathrobe. Something you have seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing their bathrobe. That's what we're looking for here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Talking to the neighbors.
Talking to the neighbors. Not on the list, but another good one.
Okay.
Another good one. Talking to the neighbors, but not on the list today, unfortunately. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing their bathrobe. We've got getting the newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, and gardening. Still two answers left here. Are we going to get them in the next 12 minutes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Washing the car.
Washing the car is number four on the list. You've got it. Washing the car shows up at number four on the list. So now we're down to one. Washing the car, number four on the list today. What is the final answer? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Having a cup of coffee on the front porch.
You know, a lot of people do that. I've seen that. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All righty.
All right. No cups of coffee out on the front porch. One answer left. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing the bathrobe. Getting the newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, washing the car, and gardening are the answers we have at this particular point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. About 11 minutes left in this hour. Does anybody know what the final answer is? Not gardening, not washing the car, not taking out the trash, not watering the grass, not getting the newspaper, but there is still one answer left. We've got Rich Gorenflo in twice here, Mary in, Jean in twice. What is our final answer here? What have you seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe? What is that elusive final answer today? 740-383-9944. 50 minutes past the hour. Getaway Friday, October the 1st, 2021. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Boo at the Zoo tickets, Wilds tickets, hang in the balance. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this won't be there, but this is a suggestive sell. I think everybody in Marion should sit on his or her front porch wearing a robe and crank up WWGH radio. But generally, watching TV or listening to the radio, that might be there. But everybody listening, crank our station, listen on your front porch.
There, well, I know that's some people do, but not on the list today.
We need more people doing that, Scott. So it's a suggestive sell. Station promo might be there. Honestly, I thought drinking a cup of coffee on your front porch was a good answer on the bathrobe. But listen to the radio, drink your coffee. You know what? Smoke your cigarette, because that, to me, is, if you smoke, that to me was a good answer. That's a suggestive sell for our listener friends out there.
All right. Thank you. I don't know. I would rather you just maybe sat outside and had a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or something of that nature. Maybe a little more healthy. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about bird watching?
Bird watching. A lot of people do that. Not on our list today.
Okay.
No bird watching on our list today. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while in their bathrobe. That is what we are talking about here today. Go ahead, caller.
Taking the kids to school.
No kids to school. No taking the kids to school on the list today. Good guess there. Apparently three goods, but not on the list. All right, next one here. Go ahead, caller.
Sweeping the walk or the driveway?
Not sweeping the walk. Now, you know, I've done that outside. I don't know if I've ever done it in a bathrobe, but I have went outside and swept the walk off. I've went outside and I've gardened. I've went outside, I've washed the car, I've taken out the trash. Go ahead, caller.
That would be talking to the cops.
Well, I don't know. It depends on which side of town you live on, I guess.
Well, I just...
Not on the list.
Definitely not.
they don't wait for you to get dressed. You are right. Thank
okay.
you. Not talking to the cops, but a very, very good answer there. I like that one. 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, October 1st, 2021. 52 and a half minutes past the hour here. All right, here comes another guest. Go ahead, caller.
Shoveling snow?
You know what? I think that's a good answer. It's not on the list, but wouldn't you get hypothermia or if you were out in your bathrobe?
Yeah, I would think it's not a good idea, never know what would be on this list.
But have you done this?
I have not.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you'd want to shovel snow in your bathrobe.
No, you wouldn't.
Thank you, though.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. No shoveling snow in the old bathrobe. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 53 and a half minutes past the hour. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing their bathrobe. All right. Here comes a guess. Maybe it's the correct final answer. Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking snow also, Scott, but yeah, it really wasn't.
Have you done that?
Over your robe. No, I mean, I go out wearing a wind clothing. My other answer, the lady said talking to the cops. We see that on TV a lot, so that was a good...
Geraldo! That's Geraldo now!
Answer. Sorry?
I say that's what Geraldo's doing now.
Yeah, yeah. Would be like talking to the neighbors. Neighbors sit out, you know, in the olden days they might have smoked a cigarette, but nowadays they'll drink coffee or soda and just sit in their bathroom talking to the neighbor. So that might be there, or just talking or socializing with another person.
No, not on the list.
Okay. Yeah, getting a lot of good answers, but okay, well, thank you very much.
All right. Adam, I think, is fixated on people sitting outside smoking. I don't know what it is about people sitting. First of all, I don't know that you should. I mean, it's America. You can smoke if you want, but I don't know if it's the best thing for your health at this particular point. All right, 740-383-9944. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing while outside in a bathrobe. Holy moly. Okay, here we go. Next answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Getting the mail.
Not getting the mail, but a good guess. Not getting the mail, but that also clocks in as a good guess. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while in their bathrobe. We've got getting the newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, washing the car, and gardening. But there still is one answer left that we do not have the answer for. The final elusive answer, 55 minutes past the hour. 5 minutes left to go here. Is somebody going to slip in and get the right answer? 740-383-9944. We've got Rich twice in the competition here. Mary in once. Gene in twice. And still one answer left here. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. All righty, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Just talking on the phone.
Not talking on the phone, but a good guess. No talking on the phone outside. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. What could it be? 740-383-9944. What is this final answer? Does anybody know? Getting the newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, washing the car, and gardening. One answer still remains. 56 coming up on 57 minutes past the hour. Is anybody going to get this one? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, give Mary credit for my calls. I don't want to be in price.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Mary credit for his prize. All right. For Rich's prize. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the right answer, though? We might not need credit if we don't get the right answer here. The final answer. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing while outside in their bathrobe. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's the final answer? Not watering the grass, not taking out the trash, not washing the car, not gardening, not getting the newspaper. What is the final answer? As we're about to have the 2 minute warning here. Who is going to give us the final answer? 740-383-9944. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while in their bathrobe. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Minute and a half to go here. Is anybody going to give us the right answer? That's what we really need to know. All right, go ahead, caller.
Can I do two?
Go ahead.
Okay. What about listening to the radio? Did somebody already say that?
I think they did, but it's not on the list.
Okay, and then the other one would be a package, like picking up a FedEx package or something.
That's a good guess. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
Not picking up a package, not listening to the radio. Although, we do encourage listening to the radio outside as long as you have a bathrobe on. Go ahead, caller.
Feeding the cat.
Not feeding the cat. That's a good one, though. Not feeding the cat. No feeding the cat on the list this morning. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. One answer left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Taking out the garbage.
Not taking out the garbage. Not taking out the garbage here. What's the final answer? Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Now, the answers we have, getting the newspaper, taking out the trash, watering the grass, washing the car, and gardening. Now, those are the answers that we already have. What's the final answer? We'll take one more guess this hour here. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. What's the final guess this hour? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'll let one more guess in this particular hour. And then next hour, if we don't have it, we'll continue on here. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a final guess here before we go to break? Getaway Friday, first day of October 2021. All right, 740-383-9944. Again, the question is, name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside in a bathrobe. What is the answer? No guesses this hour? Okay, everybody think about it during the break. We've got a 15-minute break here. Think about it, and then we'll come back and we'll see if anybody's come up with the answer. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio.
But oh, what fun it was, and the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route, just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
WWGH Radio.